Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's traveling. He's in Europe. But he's here to help us connect the Iranian regime that is brutally suppressing, once again, protests in the streets, this time by young people, young women taking off their hijabs. We get routine reports of young women being surrounded by the bully boys of the Basij and beaten in the streets. We go now to the Iranian regime producing, for money, we can presume, drones, what are called suicide drones, that are being unleashed by the Russian forces in Ukraine against Kyiv, but against Kyiv's power stations. We have a statement from President Zelensky in the London papers in these last hours that 30% of Ukraine's power plants have been destroyed by suicide drones. It's a rough number. I don't know what power station or power plant means. It could mean the transmission lines. It could mean the generating parts in the city, the way we have in New York City. I don't know, but it's in any way clearly a campaign underway. And Gregory, this looks like yet another phase of the Russian offensive against Ukraine. I mention it because it looks fresh and it looks like it's organized. Do you believe that Russia is capable with these drones to take down the whole power grid throughout Ukraine?
Yes, and by the way, these are throwaway munitions. They're not. We've glamorized these kind of systems with names like drones and suicide drones. Yes, it is a it's called by the Iranians the Shahid 136, and Shahid means martyr because it is a sacrificial weapon. It's a weapon. It's what they call loitering munitions. It's very, very cheap, simple, civil technology, capable of carrying a 40 to 50 kilogram warhead. So in other words, not a gigantic warhead, but something that you can do a lot of damage with. And they're so cheap that you can just throw them at the problem, and you have the advantages of swarming. So you create too many targets to be totally taken down by defensive operations. Yes, we are seeing an improvement throughout this war in counter drone or counter UAV technologies. But right now, we're seeing that the Shahid 136 is doing a lot of damage because the Iranians have provided them in large numbers. And yes, for money, in exchange for the Russians providing more advanced air defense systems and air combat aircraft to the Iranian Air Force. So it's part of Iran now being totally embedded in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization under Russian leadership. The fact that these loitering munitions have suddenly appeared on the battlefield shows just how the Russians had not until this point escalated to, if you like, mass warfare. We saw in February of this year when the West was saying that there's a total invasion of Ukraine by Russia. It never was and still is not, but we're now seeing that Russia still has a lot of escalatory capabilities against Western Ukrainian cities and installations. And these loitering munitions are part of that. The reality is that Ukraine, in its new offensive against the Russians in the east, has slowed to a standstill. And so, as forecast, we're seeing this line being held between the Russians and Ukrainian forces, which is going to be quite significant as we go into the winter situation. But the Russians have a lot more escalatory capabilities against Western Ukrainian targets, and particularly against civil infrastructure, not just power generation, but also communications. And of course, because President Zelensky absolutely insulted Elon Musk after Musk had given them massive amounts of free satellite communications equipment, now we find Musk is saying, well, the hell with you, I'm not giving you any more support. So it's a really interesting situation at the moment in which the battle lines are very, very blurred. Russia is being written off continually, prematurely, and this is counterproductive. And it's, of course, causing the West to say, well, what do we do? And the Brits and the Americans are saying, we just escalate the amount of weapons and support we give to Ukraine.
We have to touch on Europe, though, Gregory. They're not a separate story here. Europe, so far, has had a mild few days of fall. You are in Europe. You know this. However, the projections are not just this year, but two more years, maybe more, of energy shortages throughout Europe. And that means a fall off in prosperity. If I read Germans' prognostications correctly, the same for Britain. We're also talking about rolling blackouts. None of this builds the confidence of the people. So the question that doesn't have an answer, but I'm going to ask it, Gregory, because you have thoughts on it. How long will taxpayers in Berlin or Slovenia or Occitane, France, suffer a lack of growth because there's stubbornness in Kyiv about making a deal with Russia? How long will they take it?
Well, I think we've already reached the point of despair in Germany, France, and so on over this. The British public doesn't seem yet to have connected its energy problems with the Russia-Ukraine conflict, although, of course, it's all inextricably intertwined. But you've got a situation where the people who put the leftist government into power of the Social Democrats and the Greens in Germany doesn't know how to back down. So they're sort of paralyzed at the moment. In France, of course, you've got the legislature now controlled by the left against the presidency of Emmanuel Macron, who is even today fighting a whole range of problems, including rolling strikes and the like. So everyone is happy to protest, but nobody's coming up with solutions. The French are perhaps doing a bit more than most in keeping their nuclear power plants going. The Germans will probably get a few nuclear power plants back up and running. Not going to be sufficient. So the reality is that at some stage, and it probably won't be until next year, you'll see a lot of European governments turn on Ukraine and turn on the Biden administration, saying, you led us into this situation. You cut us off from our energy supplies from Russia, and we're paying a huge price from that. And you want us now to come back as vassal states to the United States within NATO. So that's how it's being interpreted. It's basically cut the European Union back down to being a dependent of the United States in much the same way as post-World War II continental Europe was forced to kowtow to Washington. And I think that's what the Biden administration wants, either consciously or unconsciously, to be to revert to a post-World War II situation.
Right. The unipolar world. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's traveling. He's in Europe. We're going to turn to the 20th Party Congress in Beijing next and Xi Jinping's metaphorical presentation to 2,300 party members about the near future. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.